Thank you for tuning into the Sleight of Hand Podcast, episode 66. Not 6D6, 66.
So close.
When you think the attack does 7D10 damage and someone says 7D10 damage, you're like, that's a lot of damage.
It really is.
Okay.
Wow. Need some flex tape? Not sponsored.
Flex seal.
That's massive damage.
Yeah, that's true. Derek, how are you doing over there, buddy?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm ready to get this ball a rolling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel it.
I also am glad that no one's going to die today. Cough, yeah, cough.
You say that.
I think I heard an asterisk with that.
Thomas, no one's going to die today, right?
That's entirely up to you and the dice.
What's your strength?
Bigger than yours.
Dang.
Not bro. Bigger than Zornikov.
I
was just saying, you pick up Zornikov? That's all I need to know.
I got a... almost.
Actually, I don't know how much I weigh.
A lot.
Yeah,
you I'm a lot. Weigh a lot.
And chainmail. Yeah.
If I'm basing it off of the picture of the cast here, I'm pretty sure I can at least try.
Sure. I think I'm taller than you.
You're taller than me, but look at those beefy biceps.
You haven't seen my beefy biceps.
Those are deltoids.
And they're beefy.
They're beefy.
Speaking of beef.
Give us the beef.
You know what else is beefy? The amount of love and support you can get from us by donating to our patreon.com/SOH Network. Just for $1 a month, you can get a chuckle out of me, a single tear of pure joy from Isaiah, a nice little belly chuckle from Ian, a warm hug from Justin, and a nod in appreciation from Chris.
I don't give nobody nothing. Get on the $5 tier. You want my appreciation.
But seriously, we appreciate any donation you can at patreon.com/SOH Network. Thank you.
Better Bye. Than the dollar menu.
Well, everyone.
Hopefully that's
Justin's giving in to his sinful desires.
Called out.
Let's All go right, on fine. Record.
Nope. Don't need the Dr. Pepper.
Shots fired.
But you want it.
It's a special night. It might be Yuri's last night.
Nah. That's fine. It's fine.
Yuri only has a little bit of health left.
You know.
But yes, now we have new people in the party that are causing other people to finally play two characters at once. How do you feel about that?
All right.
Yeah. So you guys finally
they don't like they're not going to like each other. Right?
They finally meet up. The split parties are all now together in the tunnels, and we leave off with Johnny walking up behind the family reunion.
Twilight, how did you get here?
I was with Estella.
And where is she?
She's dead. We were overran in some sort of pocket dimension, and she died.
I can't, no. But we can bring people back. She can be brought back, right?
I think it's too late. She's gone, Johnny. It really is my fault. I shouldn't have taken her from you guys. But we got news that our father was up here, and I figured that it would be family business, and when we were done, I would bring her back to you guys. But the thing is I unable to do so.
We were her family, and you took her from us. I thought you were supposed to be bringing us joy. I thought you were supposed to bring me joy.
Excuse me? You are not her blood.
Everything I've been doing has been for you, Twilight.
We were young, Johnny. I'm sorry. I mean, here. Here's the money. And she drops a bag of a large sum on the ground.
Oh, he's wearing a cop walking out. I heard talk of joy. I'm quite well acquainted with a god of joy.
Not looking at this weird tall man.
Yeah.
That's not gonna buy back what I stole from my family. I gave that all up and I left. And I thought that everything I was doing out here was so that I could find you again. Now here you are, and I'm finding out that you weren't looking for me either.
It wasn't that I wasn't looking for you, Johnny. In a sense, I was with you all along. But my sister just died. I'm trying to mourn that. This seems like a conversation that could be had another day, don't you think?
If you want to have it, you'll find someone else to have it with, I guess. You found someone else to have your life with, so I'm gonna pick up the bag and just kind of walk past her.
And she just continues to kind of have Sparrow next to her.
I'll go talk to this Yuri guy. He's a happy fellow. I need that in my life.
Zernikov is just fumbling around. Still carrying an Elkin.
While we are here hashing out our feelings and whatnot, hey, Zidiac, you still have that tent?
Yeah, I still have that.
Why don't we go get something to eat? Find a place to set it up and I'll toss safely in there.
Twilight, is that pocket dimension you were in, is it safe now?
We're not going there. We should just find a little catacomb here and rest for the night.
Okay.
And you could tell, like, the group that just joined you are beaten and battered, too. Especially Twilight. She just looks like hell.
I have nothing I can do to help that, so...
I guess, we'll go find a little cubby to place up the tent.
Okay.
What does Johnny say to Yuri?
Hey!
Johnny, what do you say to Yuri?
Hey, Johnny, what do you say to Yuri?
Johnny, what do you say to Yuri?
What does Johnny... say to Yuri. I think you're standing in my way.
Well, Yuri will look up at the big dragonborn and say, sure, you can go that way if you'd like, but I wouldn't.
And why is that?
There's nothing over there.
Okay, well...
Also...
If you seem to know everything...
Not cool. Let her have her time. And I'll just walk away from Johnny.
Why don't I understand women?
It's because you're 19!
All right.
I'm 30 and I still don't.
Can I get
it? Is that Yuri or Justin?
That was Justin.
Yes.
No, Yuri gets women.
So, you guys gets with women.
He understands them intimately.
Yeah.
So you guys find a crevice to put the tent in.
All right.
Find a crevice to pitch the tent?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you guys all go in one by one.
Dash will be last.
Do you guys take turns going in?
No. Two at a time?
No. I imagine.
Don't.
This is the one time a D&D you don't want to imagine. Johnny and Zornikov get stuck.
They're just like shouldered after each other, like, I'm going in.
Just fold in the rear view mirrors and you'll be able to. From the side mirrors.
Twilight and Sparrow kind of look over at Dutch, kind of in approval, like, is it okay to go in?
He's just making sure everyone goes in.
Yeah.
There is a dozen dwarves.
It's a giant mansion.
We're in the mansion?
We're in the tent mansion.
In the tent.
We're with the dwarves?
The tent that leads into a mansion.
There are 12 dwarves who are burnt refugees.
You know, blissful, annoyed, sickly.
Campy.
Lit.
Lit.
Yeah. Twilight and Sparrow go into the tent.
All right.
Does everyone else fall asleep?
How tall is the tent entrance?
You can get in.
Yeah. This. Yeah.
It's magical.
Nope, I want to just imagine that I'm crawling in.
Yep, it's...
You, like, crawl in even though the entrance is, like, 7 feet tall. You're like, oh, gotta get all the way down.
Just army crawls in. You never know. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Zornikov goes in. Again, still carrying the Elkin.
Meh.
So everyone goes in?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Are the dwarves still alive?
Yeah.
Good.
Hello. I am Boris Steele.
Hey, Boris. Yeah, cut the chase. We're going to need you to make a giant meal and prep for everyone. I know you're amazing at doing that. Let's see. That's 8 plus 12. We're going to need a table for 20. I mean, if you want to sit down, go ahead. It's 21 then, but... We're going to need the finest meal you can quip up.
22.
22.
Yes. My real master is home now.
We knew that.
And he points up and you see a well-dressed, well-mannered Andavar.
Is he Winnie the Pooh in it? Or is he just like short up top, nothing down below?
No, so like full... It. Full on
Colonel Sanders
blue silk robe with like white kind of knit up shirt and pants to match with a gold belt.
Hello there.
Well, I see you have found my home. Sorry for my manic craziness and I was in prison for quite a few years.
I just realized that Garg and Callum are the only two that actually met him.
Yeah.
Only the dwarves have.
And
I think, didn't we see him
running around naked?
We saw him run away naked.
Yeah.
That's the only thing the rest of the party saw.
So Boris has told me that you guys have found my home and been using it for your own will.
We only stayed one night.
Okay.
Just in the back. Squatter's rights, man.
Okay. Johnny.
Look, we did not know this was your... My apologies, Boris. But we did not know this was your home. As far as we know, that you were dead. Better go to some good people than to go to waste, right?
That is totally correct. Boris, can you please, Boris, can you please prep the meal? Seems that this gentleman had a wonderful idea. we can all sit down and get to know each other a little better.
We go to Boris. Yeah, it's gonna be steak, turkey, probably a lot of ale if we got it. Mashed potatoes, like the creamy gravy, so that way if your steak touches it, it's still nice. We're gonna need some veggies in there, like spinach, carrots, steamed carrots. That would be real nice with this. And just gonna keep on talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge meal.
Boris will take list, and he's just writing and writing and writing down.
Krupp's gonna lean over to Zornikov.
Cal would be in heaven.
Seems like this guy.
He is. The
void.
That's messed up.
He said Cal would be in heaven, and he just said he is.
I'll be here all day.
Who are you?
He's just here for the show.
I'm your dearly departed ghost of Cal. You better have good berries on the menu.
Anyways. Sorry, Thomas.
Get a load of this guy. He fills the void in his life with food.
I mean, it sounds delicious. What do you fill yours with?
Please don't answer that.
Yeah, you don't want to know what my life is filled with.
No, yeah, I wouldn't ask a question if I don't want an answer.
Making dark bargains with even darker diamonds. Mm.
Careful, Zornikov. You might cut yourself on him.
I don't know, he looks rather dull.
It's like that one episode where two sitcoms like clash.
It's okay, you're probably resistant to burn damage, right?
Yes.
Sorry, what were we doing?
This is why I don't have friends.
Exactly what we're doing.
What do I see around the room besides, dwarves and
people? You see a basically like a huge living room lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And then, excuse me, four doors on the bottom. And then you see like a arcing balcony with four doors on the top as well. All of them are closed.
Mm-hmm. And how old is Underfall again?
It's hard to tell. He's probably hundreds of years old. He's a crazy wizard.
Yeah, because at this point, though, I'm curious if I know him from my timeline.
Roll a history check.
Let's find out. Rolly roll.
Natural 20. No, you don't.
Wow. New character, new dice.
Yeah, and I needed it because I have a -1 on that, so 17.
All right,
you have heard of the great wizard, the Crane. Yeah, so you know that he used to be like a traveling wizard to come to different cities to kind of help solve problems. And then he would, once he felt his duty was done, he would go to other places to do the same.
Yeah. Does he sell fireworks too?
So I turn to Underval. I go, oh, I recall you. You passed by our village when I was, but, oh, what was I? I think I was 7. You had these amazing, I can't remember what they were. You had, oh gosh. Well, there was a child, and they had all the kinds of fungus growing in all the weirdest places. But you could figure it out.
Yes. Yes, that probably was me. I used to do a lot of that kind of work, but no longer. I am retired.
Oh.
I was actually here to seek the three brothers and all hell broke loose, you might say, so.
Ah, but you could solve it, I'm sure.
I'm afraid I feel like I have been a little help so far, but maybe we can discuss that over dinner.
Mm. I always like a good dinner. Well, it's been quiet.
I was gonna say, yeah, Johnny probably is going back into that storage room where he left his notebook.
Okay.
And he's gonna just be...
Yeah, so, Johnny, you open the door, and you accidentally go to the wrong door, and it's just like this black void with, like, just you see galaxies and stars. You're like, not that one. You shut it, and then you go to the next door, and you open it, and it's just this never-ending hall with all the scrolls and stuff, and you see where it's, like, lopsided from where you put your book in.
Yeah, I'll go down, and I'll grab the notebook, and I'll just kind of sit right there in the hallway and just be writing for a while.
Does Johnny cry when he watches the notebook?
I'm gonna have to get back to you on that one. I don't know.
Actually, no, Nicholas Squarks.
Thomas has never watched the notebook, so I don't know if it's actually a tearjerker or if it's overhyped.
And what do you journal in your book?
Johnny's going to write about what happened and how he feels responsible, but he doesn't think that there's anything he could have done. And he's just going to be trying to work through his guilt on that about, you know, whether or not that was going to happen or if there was something that we could have done.
Yeah. And as you continue to try to find some quiet and journal down, you roll a perception check for me.
What do your dragonborn eyes see?
He's got trash perception.
Yeah, you do.
Chris.
Coming from Chris, that must be really bad.
I know.
His tears are in the way.
Yeah. So, you are so into your journaling that you don't notice.
If it's Sparrow, I'll punch this kid out. I do not like Sparrow.
You notice a scroll from behind the shelf kind of flop onto the floor. Hi, Johnny. What are you doing in here?
I was looking for some peace, and I clearly haven't found it.
Have you been playing any music lately?
Yes.
Just keep asking him why.
But why?
I've been working on some new songs, actually.
Songs of heroism?
You might call it that. Songs of defeating the evil in the world.
Sounds like good songs.
What have you been doing?
Trying to find my place in this world, I guess. And I know there's more, but my mom won't really tell me everything that's going on, I guess. All I know is that I'm supposed to be hidden.
Well, we're hidden for now. I don't know what your place is. I don't know what my place is. But I don't think it's here for either of us.
I have a aching feeling that you're right. But if there's any way that I can stop the inevitable, I will. And I don't think you should take too much to heart what my mom said. She's hurting right now.
We're all hurting right now.
And she just kind of walks deeper into the closet of important things.
I'm going to turn over to Fluffy. Don't let that girl sneak up on me again. Just, why'd you do that?
Poor Fluffy. He was just engrossed in the...
Just taking a nap.
Yeah.
When do you guys think this food's gonna be ready?
The food will be ready in 30 minutes.
What am I supposed to do for 30 minutes?
Drink.
That's the smartest thing I've ever heard you say.
You could sit on the couches. That's why they're here.
I'm gonna go with drink.
Is there like an area with like books and things?
Yeah, there's like some bookshelves and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. I walk over there and I'm looking at them.
Okay. Are you looking for anything in particular?
Well, I can't read, so. I'm just looking at them.
I'm looking for some books. What are you looking for? I don't know. I can't read.
I've heard of these before.
I'd like to go to the library. That's oh, what are you going to look up at the library? I don't know. Picture book?
My intelligence?
I heard sometimes ABC. They paint on them.
One, two, three.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, he's from a Goliath village that recently was converted into being...
He can't read, but his hieroglyphics on point.
On point.
That's magic. It's different.
Yeah,
right. But his master always was reading books and telling him stories. So he is perusing the bookshelf to see if one of them strikes familiarity to him.
Yeah.
Zediak will go and check on the dwarves that have been in here, and is one of them like taking care of all the other ones, or is there?
They are all.
Or they're just hanging out.
Delicious. Completely.
They found the hookah room.
No, they are healed 100%, dressed in brand new clothing. They do not look like slaves anymore, and they are drunk off their asses.
I see you are
ahead of the game.
You seem to be doing better than I was expecting, so that's good. I don't have anything to say then, because they're doing fine.
Yeah.
And they're drunk.
You're not going to drink with us?
No, thank you.
That's the wrong answer. Come and drink. Just one. Celebrate our life.
I'm not in a celebration.
They're pouring a cup.
I'm just going to walk away then. I'm not going
to. No. Before he turns, touches a good place. He feels a warm hand on his shoulder.
Uh-oh. Ooh. more creepy uncle vibe. I'm sorry.
What?
Let's have a drink. On me.
I'd rather.
He does owe you a drink.
The girl walks over. Body shots. All right.
I'd rather not.
Are you guys gonna lead us?
Hold on, we'll put a pin on you for a second.
He puts up a drink. Ah! Just starts chugging more.
Are they being ruckus?
They're just being merry.
In commotion. So
what is your plan?
My plan?
Yes.
Well, we've found Twilight. We've killed Shara. I don't know what else there is to do here.
I don't think our problem is 100% dealt with Shara. I'm not sure if you felt it, but...
I did, but at the very least, she'll take a while to come back, and if there's a free city down there, it might not revert back to the ways they're doing right now.
We know that she's gone, but the giants here also don't know that for sure.
So are you saying our plan is to kill all of them?
No. No. What? No. No.
Can I make a perception check to try and overhear that as corrupt?
I'm not keeping... Well, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not keeping anything quiet.
Yeah, we're not being quiet about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then corrupt's going to come over at the talk of killing all the giants.
Yes, how might I help you?
You're talking about killing giants.
No, we're not talking about killing giants.
I want to kill the giants.
Okay, well, cool. That's what you want to do, but that's not what we're talking about.
Well, then what are you talking about?
We're talking about what the hell to do.
Let's kill some giants.
Why did we kill some giants?
Because they deserve it.
Why?
Haven't they hurt you?
Yes, but not because
So let's kill them.
I also know that they had a corrupt boss here.
I've got a corrupt boss.
You don't blame the employees for what the boss tells you to do.
That's exactly the kind of weaselly answer that I usually kill people for.
His hand goes for the gun holster. Why don't you go back to your motley crew over there?
I'm just saying, if you want somebody to kill giants,
we're not killing giants.
That's what you're saying. What are you, Baldy? What are you saying?
There's been enough bloodshed today.
Well, tomorrow looks great.
The giants, if I remember recall correctly, is that they weren't always slave owners and for slavery. If we get them back to that way, maybe there could be a peace treaty between the lands below and up here. Other than that, they still are probably working underneath Shara and therefore want to kill all of us. That includes for you folks over there, colorful folks.
So you're still wanting to continue this then?
I'm not saying, well, we kind of have to. If we try to leave, those giants can easily find us and wipe us out before we get on a ship.
So wipe them out first.
Or we can do things peacefully, or at least try to, give them the option.
He has the look of such an interesting person.
I swear to God, I'm gonna shoot this.
Yeah, let's just try and stay calm, at least for now. You might be right, Dutch. Maybe there's a way to, I don't know, fix the giants or whatever.
I got a couple of fixes right here. Boom, boom.
Hey, you, big fella.
No, I'm dancing with the dwarves.
Hey, you, what color is the tiefling?
Like, I'm holding one of the dwarves.
Yeah, I'm the tiefling.
Oh, you're just human?
Yuri?
Human.
Yeah, Yuri's human.
Hey, other fella. Just sitting on the couch.
Yes?
Are you guys always, is he always like this?
I have no idea. Just met him.
All right. So far, I like you better.
Same.
Oh, da, 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 da.
Listen.
You are a colorful crew.
Just try to take this time to relax. Because we're going to need all the strength we can have. This could be our last night. Hell, we can go out there and all the giants just pound us to death right outside this entrance. Let's take this moment to at least appreciate what we got now. And what we could do for the people we lost already.
I agree. But I'll do it with a clear head.
Unless you're lightweight, then. And I'll take the cup from a dwarf who's probably dancing. Like, a dwarf's dancing. He's dancing, just like, steals the cup. Take it and hand it to Zediac. Just one. On me.
I...
Persuasion, if I need to.
You can try a persuasion if you'd like.
Can I assist?
20. Nah, no. 20.
Drink,
nah,
drink, 20. Drink.
You'd give him what disadvantage.
What the buck? What the buck?
Hey, dwarf help our sway.
Here, you take this, laddie. You taste real good.
I'm going to hear your answer. The dwarves are also going to roll persuasion.
All the dwarves.
All 12 of them.
Peer pressure.
I wasn't gonna go that far, but
I am.
We want Zediac to drink.
Wait, here's the last one for me.
Roll one.
Roll 120. So three of them were sober enough to be persuasive.
Okay.
Three of them were too drunk to be persuasive.
Don't I'm just being
roll something against us.
That's up to Ian as far as a player contested role, because I have my answer.
I think that you don't want to, but you feel enough peer pressure that 21. You indulge.
Yeah.
You indulge in one drink.
I will. So. I will. Say this.
You just do that down the side of your shoulder.
Dutch, do you know why I don't drink?
No, I really don't know that much about you, other than that you're gonna be looking for your brother after this.
That's the plan. When I got the powers that I have, I had to take in a part of the thing that I hate the most, the thing that I want to destroy the most, so that I could be better at fighting it. As far as I'm concerned, my blood's as tainted as it should be. And adding any more, I'm not wanting to risk the little humanity I have left.
Well, if you had it, just piss it out. It's just one drink. You'll be fine. Trust me. I think you're one of the people here that need the most. And he'll take the cup back, but then Dutch will hand him his flask and go check on the food.
Which has the last drink that Cal gave him.
And he'll, Zediacal, he'll take a drink.
And I hope we're proud of ourselves.
In that moment, all Zediac's hair grows back. No, I'm just kidding.
Just kidding. I didn't know you had an afro.
Ching! It's a Jufro.
And the BBEG emerges.
Nope. Long Journey's not here. Oh, shh. Unless.
Also, he'll do a quick long
journey,
turn.
Long Journey.
Yeah. Also, not sure how I feel about Johnny Steele. But, as much as I don't like to say this right now, we're still going to need him.
Yeah, probably, but when this is done, I'm done.
I understand that. And again, the offer still stands. If you need help finding him, I know a couple people back on ground who could help you out.
Okay, well,
I can get you in him.
We'll cross that when we get there.
Dinner is ready. Please come and sit in the grand hall. And you see Boris opening one of the bottom stairs, and or not bottom stairs, bottom doors, and it opens up into this grand dining room that could seat like 30 people, 15 each side. And Undavar sits at the head of the table. So you guys start to gather around the table. All the dwarves kind of go to the end, and they're already kind of stumbling on their toes and laughter and song. Twilight sits closer towards Undavar, and Sparrow joins her shortly after, followed by Yuri, Zediac, and then
Dutch, then Zediac.
Yeah. Yuri, Dutch, and Zediac sitting next to her. And then across the table at the corner is Boris and Karup. Johnny.
Noticeably absent.
Noticeably absent.
Unless you don't notice.
And hears. He does hear the announcement that Boris makes, but he is not there at start time. Undavar stands up and says, "It has been a long time since I've had people for dinner. This is a great honor. I know that you guys are weary and tired, but may this be nourishment to your souls. And dig in." And all of the toppers and stuff on all the plates on the table start to fly off magically into the air as cool. The hot food is ready on the table. And the dwarves waste no time digging in, grabbing the meats and the stews. It smells wonderful.
Not just the dwarves.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zorda causes
it. Followed by everyone else.
Zorda, you hear his chainmail going. Yeah. He's just going to town. What are we eating?
Fine meats, probably exotic. You know, lizards. And
like kobolds?
Kobolds, yeah.
Yeah. Fruit?
Yeah. A lot of exotic meats. I'm sure there's some regular livestock as well. And veggies and the like.
Peacocks and orangutans.
Orangutans.
Orangutan.
And breakfast soup.
Well, for those of you that don't know me,
there's the off-brand Admiral texture.
I am Undavar. And I guess we should go around the table. I don't believe I've had the honor of meeting everyone. And he points to... And he points to...
Dutch.
What is your name?
Well, I'm just going to first off say it's a weird order that you start in the middle of the thing, skipping three others. But,
Dutch. He's a crazy wizard. Just answers question.
And I'm being realistic. I'm not no kiss ass.
Seemed like you were the one in charge, so I figured I'd ask you first.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm just pointing out it's a little weird in case if there's some mystical audience listening. But I just wanted to point that out. My apologies. Name's Dutch. Dutch Kowalski. I'm a bounty hunter. He kind of leans back to point at Twilight. I'm her uncle. I guess her, I don't know how relationships work.
Great uncle.
Great uncle. That guy over there, by over there, I mean next to me. And that's kind of about it, is the only people that I came up here with. The other one's missing right now. Kind of met them right before we came up. So, wouldn't say I'm in charge because this whole piece of shit has kind of fell apart, but... Pleasure to meet you.
Understandable. Yes. And you, sir.
Which one are you pointing to? Okay. Zediak will...
No, the other one. I'm just kidding.
Whatever. Will just kind of, you know, respectfully kind of incline his head and say, I'm Zediak Brethi, and I'm a hunter.
Zediak Brethi, you said?
Yes.
Were you a mentor of the... I feel like you look familiar, but you had more hair at the time. Were you at the monastery with Odebrand?
Yes, Odebrand was my teacher.
How is he?
I don't know. I haven't seen him since my, the ritual I went through.
I take it that that was forbidden.
Not forbidden, just not what he would have chosen.
He is very traditional, I guess you could say. Stuck in his ways.
You could say that.
Well, if you ever see him again, tell him the crane said hi.
I will.
And you, sir, to the right of Dutch.
Yeah, just pulling out weird angle you're going about, but that's just my two cents.
I'm just timing the bites.
Hello, my name is Yuri, and what I do is not important.
I think everything has some importance. How did you meet these people?
Well, it was not very long ago. I woke up after being turned to stone. and they were here. That's about it.
You returned to stone here?
Yes.
I take it you are one of the statues among the many in this castle.
Apparently.
Seen a handful. Well, I'm glad you're back. And not stuck.
Me too.
He chuckles. And you ladies. Twilight, this is my daughter Sparrow. Lively bunch. Yeah. Lively bunch. And you. Sitting alone, I see.
I didn't do that. These people must hate me or something. You scared of me?
Is it like they think you're off-putting?
I don't understand what that means. My name's Kurup. I came here to study under these giants, and they turned me into stone. And so I, in return, will be turning them into corpses.
Well, I don't think it was the giants necessarily that turned you to stone. You see, in my studies, from what I've gathered, is that it was that Shara, that evil witch, that doppelganger. I don't know if you had a chance to see her.
She might have been there, but either way, it's gonna rain blood.
And you down there with the dwarves, the big man. Your name?
We are from the Underhills. We are here to be merry.
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 Oh. All right, your turn. Drink. And then we both interchange arms and...
lift the dwarf.
Yeah, right.
You throw the dwarf over your back.
And you see him throwing down what appears to be his fifth goblet. Not hearing a word you said.
I was like, are you just taking the picture?
Oh, yeah.
He realizes that you didn't hear him, so he casts message in his voice. The same exact message.
What was the motions?
What is your name, big man?
Ooh. I don't recall my voice sounding like that.
Your voice sounding like what?
Wait, what are you doing in my head?
What?
I mean, you're a very friendly dwarf, but I mean, like, it's only enough room on...
And then he's, like, waving at the end of the table. Oh. It was me, the host.
Your name was Undervar.
Yes. Yes, I asked your name.
Oh, my name?
Yes. Yes.
I am Zolkov, Shield of Lima.
You have a Lima.
Oh, Lima. You know, God of Joy.
That... Can you do a religion? Would you check on that?
No, he's like... think you have that all wrong. How long were you frozen in stone?
I know my goddess Lita very well.
I am not religious at all, but I will roll nat 20.
Yeah, you're like, that's off.
Yeah, buddy, I think you're wrong about that.
I know my goddess Lita.
Want to make a bet?
I drink.
He'll cling with you, but offer still stands. Want to make a bet?
Yeah, he's going downhill.
He's
going downhill.
You can try to persuade him otherwise.
You're gonna make a bet with you're just trying to get your money back, aren't you?
I mean, technically, it's not my money.
Okay. Derek wants his money back.
The family inheritance.
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking of that, how much money did Johnny get from that bag?
Yeah, Johnny picked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about 12,000 worth of coins.
Hey, Boris.
What kind of coins?
Copper. No, I'm just kidding.
Should I cheat them out?
Cheat them.
Hey, Boris.
Ching.
Yeah, just gold piece. Yeah.
Boris.
Yes.
Can you do me a favor? Go fetch our other...
person? Dragonborn fella?
Yes. The brass one.
Yeah.
Boris Steele will be back with haste.
All right. Cool.
I see Boris leaving?
Yeah.
Okay. I pick up what I think to be my shield and a drink for Johnny. And you see Zornikov running down the hallway with a beer in one hand and a dwarf in the other.
What are you doing? You're carrying me by the beard.
don't worry. It's back here.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
So
he whipped his beard back so he could...
So we're gonna do this. So Boris goes to the closet of important things, shuts the door.
We're all gonna die.
You're going into the astral sea. I'm lost walking around the place with the dwarf.
Johnny, your group has requested your presence at dinner.
Okay. Thank you, Boris. I'll be just another minute.
It seemed urgent, because I am now not eating.
Boris, I wasn't aware you ate. Boris, what do you eat?
I pretend. I want to be like...
Oh, that's so sad! That's so sad!
I want to be like my master.
Warforge, do not eat, drink, or sleep, or breathe.
I pretend.
I'm a real boy. I got no strings.
You promise you'll be back?
I don't know what the value of a promise is, but yeah.
A promise is when you say something you keep it.
Seems like not so many people do that, Boris.
I keep all promises.
That's good. I wish more people were like you, Boris. And he'll kind of stand up and tuck his journal back where he hid it and start walking out.
All right. And Zornikov, roll a perception check.
Grumped Goliath just running around
with a dwarf in hand.
Aha! Minus one.
No, perception is just zero for me. So
oh, okay.
16.
You actually are able to just catch Boris as he walked into that door. And at this time, Boris is coming out of the closet.
Uh-huh. Oh.
What are you doing? It's still dinner.
Really? That's what he says? As I'm holding a dwarf that's dangling. Yes.
We must sit down and enjoy the feast.
We are enjoying the feast. We're here to fetch the horned one. Yes, horns.
Does he?
Do you have horns?
Yes,
horns.
According to the character art.
He's also the other horned one.
I let Johnny know that it was dinner. He said he'll be down in a minute.
Ah. Do you need a ride back?
No. I do not need a ride back.
Are you sure?
I am sure. Please don't touch me.
Natural one.
You go to grab him and you're like, ding! Like, with the quickness.
Yeah, you knock the beer.
You straight
Do you knock the beer or the dwarf out of my hand?
The beer.
Aww.
And put the little one down.
Little what?
The little one.
Then at this point, I think I would feel
and
squirming. Oh, sorry. What was your name?
Tenebrae.
Oh, sorry, Tenten. I just dropped.
And Boris comes back to the table. Dutch, I let him know that it was dinner. He said he would be down in a minute.
All right.
Does Zornikov come back?
No, I'm lost. I mean, I can roll, and we can see which direction I go.
Boris left the door open.
Was it a one-way hallway?
It's a downstairs door.
But which way?
Are you rolling perception to see an open door right now?
No, I'm rolling which way to go.
Through the open door.
I hate you so much.
Johnny's going to go into the dining hall at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you pass Zornikov?
Oh, my gosh.
I guess, yes.
Idiot.
Be like, I
you just activated his trap card.
Can I have Boris's seat?
you just like sit down and you tap on Boris's shoulder. Like
I don't want to.
I'll scoot over.
Thanks, Boris.
Looks at his master sad and then scoots over.
I know he doesn't eat and he has a plate of food in front of him, so like...
All the pieces of steak are perfectly cubed.
The spinach is just nice and like bite-sized and yep. Scoop. And squares of...
Well, Johnny, thank you for joining us. Please, grab some food.
Thanks.
I see you're up to some important business to not rush down to a meal. A big man like you, I'm sure, is always ready for a meal.
Yeah, you get to sit next to a robot.
I guess I just haven't been feeling hungry, but thank you for your hospitality and for your hospitality before we knew this was yours.
And Andavar just kind of chuckles. Well, you didn't break anything, so that's fine.
You hear a crash.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh, this door won't open.
It's a push, not a pull.
I'm no longer controlling my agent. Sure.
Do you make it back to the dining hall?
You said it was a one-way hallway?
Yeah, like an open door, yeah.
There really weren't options.
So odd for further away and even for back to the table.
Odd for further away.
Odd for further away.
Well, I guess that one won't be coming.
I already ate food.
Yeah, yeah.
I ate a lot of food. And a lot of ale.
Well, Dutch? You guys have a plan? Maybe I can assist in your... any way I can. Maybe there's something in this old house that could help you all.
Well... we're gonna do something. We all gotta be together! Boris, can you go do me a favor and go fetch him for me?
He will succeed.
Right as he's about to put meat in his mouth.
Please and thank you.
I will go get the big man. And just drops the meat on the floor. Boris gets up, walks out.
Blossom all over again.
Finds the dwarf and Zornikov and says,
"That's right, the dwarf."
Yeah,
I thought he screwed off.
No, he stayed with you.
Oh, okay, we're friends.
Yeah.
Friends who drink together get lost together.
Don't worry.
It's time to talk business. We need to go sit down at the table. Stay seated, please. And stop breaking my decorations.
Lesser restoration.
Is lesser restoration cure darkness?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Best use of a spell ever.
Boom.
Are you going to cast on yourself?
Yeah.
If it's business time.
Totally sober now.
My apologies.
Boris is looking at you like, does not compute.
Yeah.
But the dwarf is still hammered.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because dwarf started drinking before Zornikov and went one-to-one
before
with
anyone
him.
Got home. Yeah. So you guys all gather at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit down.
Sorry about that. You wanted to chat?
Yes. And Boris points across the table to Dutch.
He'll stand up. Look. We might be the only hope we got for practically anyone down below. We all need to work together. As much as we don't know each other, as much as some of us rather leave, as much as some of us we don't trust fully.
Twilight gives a nasty stare at Johnny.
Johnny's in prison food mode. Yeah. Because he's seated right across from Twilight and Sparrow, and he doesn't like Sparrow, and he's pretty pissed at Twilight.
You sat yourself there.
Better than sitting next to the weird red thing.
It's just like, so Thomas is full of internal conflicts.
We need to work together. I don't believe we have to kill these giants. In fact, I'd rather not make a peace treaty. So that way someone remembers what not to do. Like, tomorrow we need to... And by not to do, I mean slavery. That's bad. Then tomorrow we need to confront whoever's running in charge. Hopefully they got a secondary in command. Hopefully it's no one like Shara. And we can get to some sort of cooperative agreement. Now I'm going to need all of you. Dwarfs, can you... they're drunk. Never mind. Anyone who can fight and is willing to fight.
I don't understand. First, you're telling me you don't want to kill all the giants. Now you're talking about fighting the giants.
No, I'm not saying... I'm saying that last case resort.
Whatever.
Twilight's like, it's called diplomacy.
It's called being a weak-willed, sniveling worm.
Which one of us was turned into stone?
Which one of us got out of it?
By themselves?
I did it.
Sparrow speaks. Search face. He wasn't there. He doesn't need to know.
Look. We all need to remember why we're here. We've been traveling for distances beyond a normal traveler would. We've been fighting for more than a normal warrior would. We keep moving. We keep fighting for the ones who can. That's what we do, day in and day out. If you really need another reason why we do this, we do it because doing something, anything, is better than doing nothing. Now I ask you all, are you willing to fight for the ones you can't? Or should I just leave you here until things are safe? You write your own history. Let's make this a badass one.
And we'll see you next week.